USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. troops are helping train Ukrainian soldiers on the use of heavy weapons in their fight against Russia. The Pentagon saying that besides the artillery training in Germany,
this new training effort in Germany and at other locations in Europe is in direct support of recent U.S. security assistance packages that are designed to help Ukraine win their battles today and build strength for tomorrow.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby, Ukrainian soldiers are also being trained on using radar systems and armored vehicles. Gas prices are up this weekend. The latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular has jumped 2 cents to land at $4.17. California drivers still dealing with the highest prices in the nation, shelling out $5.72 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The Biden administration is creating a disinformation governance board within the Department of Homeland Security. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox Business Republicans can stop the board by not providing any money to DHS as part of the department's funding.
You tell Chuck Schumer and you tell the White House, if the Republicans are in control of the House or in control of the full Congress, we're not going to pass the appropriation bill unless that language is there, because we're going to protect the First Amendment.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters that the board will address misinformation on issues like COVID-19 and the border. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer is being suspended for 2 full seasons by Major League Baseball for violating its joint domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy. This comes as a result of a woman accusing Bauer of taking consensual sex too far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A new poll shows Americans overwhelmingly support welcoming refugees from Ukraine. The Gallup poll out Tuesday finds 78% of people surveyed say they would approve of allowing up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the United States. A process to do that is getting underway. This is one of the highest levels of support for admitting refugees Gallup has found in its polling about various refugee situations since 1939. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they seized 10 counterfeit 1936 Detroit Red Wings Stanley Cup Championship rings this week. Officials saying the rings had a total value of around $15,000. The rings violated the intellectual property rights of the team's trademark and were not authentic. A high-profile premier is arrested in Miami on drug charges.
The premier of the British Virgin Islands, Alturo Fahi, and the director of the Caribbean Territories Ports, Ms. Maynard, were arrested Thursday on drug charges in Miami, Florida. They were taken into custody by DEA agents and charged with conspiracy to import cocaine and conspiracy to launder money. Maynard's son was also arrested elsewhere. According to the criminal complaint, they were in Miami to pick up money from DEA agents posing as members of the Mexican drug cartel. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.